We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pittsburgh Public Schools. Here's a quote. Unless Pittsburgh Public School and our city fundamentally come together to redesign our systems to be able to meet the needs of students and families after the pandemic, we will undermine our community's ability to provide a quality public education to our children. Man, this is from James Fogarty, one of the best there is. We need to work together. This burden isn't on the district alone. And we know that if we come together and put our hands on deck, we can do better by all of our students. James joins me. Good morning, James. How are you? James.
Doing well, Mari. Sorry, my mute was still giving me problems.
So,
hey, thanks so much for having me today.
You're the man. So if you heard that little snippet from our folks here, that you have principals coming to the school board saying, kids are beating the crap out of each other. We got fights all the time. We can't manage it. We need to be able to discipline them. And then you have a school board member saying, we need to love them. This won't help if we discipline them. My man, this is the fractured element. It's the root of everything we're talking about, whether you're picking books, curriculum, discipline, any of it. Is it not, sir? When they can't get on the same page, how can we fix what's broken?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I keep thinking about, Marty, in terms of, you know, what we need in terms of a unified front is, like, let's put kids right at the center of this conversation.
That's right.
And what they need. You know, our children need to be able to go to school and be safe, right? Our children need to be able to go to school and learn. And our kids also need to be able to live in housing that doesn't give them lead poisoning.
Agree.
Right? And
agree.
They need to be able to live in neighborhoods where their families have quality childcare options that are right down the street, especially when they're real little.
Agree.
Right? Like, all these things add up.
Smart.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things we were trying to do with our report is to say, look, there's some stuff that is bigger than just the school district that we've got to solve. And by the way, district, here are some things you could work on while we're getting our act together as a community to support you. Right?
I love it.
So it has to be everyone, right? This new mayor has said he's interested in doing some good work around education. We take him at his word, and we look forward to working with the new administration on that any way we can. The same goes with the new superintendent. We've got a great interim superintendent right now who's really focused on teaching and learning and making sure schools have what they need so that can happen. And there will be a process to do a national search here starting in December. Those are good things. I mean, we have some good facts with us. It's just the pandemic laid bare what we knew was wrong before. We have so many families that are under-resourced in this community. Families that are living in neighborhoods that, you know, need more support and more investment. And so it's kind of a both, you know, it's not an either or, it's a both and kind of conversation.
But I agree with you, and I love what you're saying, and I agree with you. However, those same kids from those same communities, it's the fact, man, that go to the Catholic schools, they thrive, man, and they go to college. It's a truth. So what's different? What's different than sending my kid from a poor neighborhood to a private school versus a public school? Why do they work and the public schools don't? And I know that's broad brush and generalizing, but it's true.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think the question I would ask is, you know, we have a system of public education that is built to serve all students.
Right.
Students with disabilities, students with different types of backgrounds and norms, and we have to be willing to continue to support that, right? Sure. I think, you know, part of what I said in my talk is, though, we need to be providing families with better options here, right?
Nice. Like, nice.
It can't just be that, you know, we throw our hands up and deny that families are making choices. You know, choices are happening all the time, whether you send your child to the neighborhood school down the street or to a magnet school across town or to a private school, like you're talking about.
Right.
Like, every family's making a choice. I mean, the problem for this district is many of the families, black and white, in this city have made the choice to move.
I agree.
To up and leave the city.
I agree.
I mean, just look at the census numbers.
True, man.
We've seen, I mean, 5,000 less, over 5,000 less kids live in the city now than did 10 years ago.
Scary, man. And here's the thing. Some folks are saying, to hell with Pittsburgh Public School. I'll stay here, but I'll get him in a charter school. Man, we got to stop the bleeding. And you said something so relevant. It would help if the superintendent talked to the new mayor, because the old one didn't talk to the old one. And when you have politicians that don't talk, it starts there, does it not, sir?
I mean, look, we can't get this done without some cooperation.
Right.
Like, there's simple things, right? Like, transportation is partially a county issue,
yep,
right?
Yep.
We need a superintendent that's talking to the Port Authority and to the county executive to make sure that the Port Authority has what they need, that they know that, you know, the numbers of kids that are going to be coming on, and how we can make sure that our public transit system can work so that students can use it. You know, we've got issues of construction and the buses, you know, needing to know when construction and where construction is happening so that they can make their routes on time, because they have very small windows now to be able to pick up and drop kids off. There are the issues of what happens for kids who basically had a year and a half without instruction.
Right on. And
we've got to support. We've got to be really thinking about the supports that the children need. And you know, this is happening also in the midst of, you know, what they're calling the Great Resignation, right? We're not seeing it in our schools as much as we are everywhere else, but all of the other supports, like substitute teachers, you know, some of the food workers, like, we're just seeing some shortages at bus drivers, right? Bus drivers is a huge one. Because folks that were driving buses were older, and they were like, I'm not going back to do that after this pandemic. I think I'll just retire.
James Fogarty.
You know, God bless them.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, you're vital to this. Man, whatever help you need in moving the ball, just email me and we'll go, all right?
Thanks so much, Marty. Appreciate the time.
He's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.